Tallulah.
Hey, everybody. This is Travis Franklin, and you're about to be listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to do something a little fancy. Well, not fancy, but we're doing a special celebration today. Because last week, it was Godzilla's birthday, and I'm a big Godzilla guy. So we're going to celebrate that with a few songs today. The first couple are going to be just some, like, soundtrack stuff. Because I wasn't originally planning on talking immediately. But I was able to start talking immediately. So we're going to get in the music. I'm going to get stuff set up behind the scenes. And happy birthday, Godzilla.
Thank you.
And I'm back. So those four songs that you just listened to were Main Title by Masaru Sato off of the album for the movie Ibira, Horror of the Deep, which is one of the original Godzilla movies, which I haven't seen, but I want to. That was then followed by Godzilla vs. Anguirus by the same composer, Masaru Sato, off of a different album for a different Godzilla movie called Godzilla vs. Mecha Godzilla, which I also haven't seen, but it's a classic and I need to. Then that was followed by EM20CH Alterna 03 by Shiro Sugisu off the album Shin Godzilla for the movie Shin Godzilla, which is my personal favorite, followed closely by Godzilla Minus One. As I said earlier, I'm a big Godzilla fan. I haven't seen the classics, but I do love a good Godzilla movie. That was then followed by Godzilla by the Blue Oyster Cult off of their album Spectres. And with those four songs concludes our happy birthday celebration of Godzilla. I hope you enjoyed those. We're going to get into some heavier stuff here. Because I was feeling like a metal-y mood. So we're going to get into some Blood and Thunder by Mastodon, followed by some Tenacious D, because I like that band a lot, and they're really funny. So here is Blood and Thunder by Mastodon.
Yeah. battle. They failed as they were thrown to the ground. Foes of the metal, we try to win, for why we do not know.
Only way.
What the fuck are you talking about?
To be your little bitch.
Fine. Let the rock off begin.
I'm gonna flaunt this
just no way that we can win. That was a masterpiece.
Listen to me.
He rocks too hard because he's not a mortal man.
God damn it, Cage! He gonna make you his sex slave. You're gonna gargle mayonnaise.
No.
Unless we bust a massive monster mamma jam.
Dude, we've been through so much shit.
Deactivated lasers with my dick.
Now it's time to blow this fucker down.
Come on, Cage, now it's time to blow doors down.
I hear your jables, now it's time to blow doors down.
Light up the stage, cause it's time for a showdown.
We'll bend you over, then we'll take it up round town.
Now we got to blow this fucking down.
It's gonna rape me if we do not blow doors down.
Come on, Cage, cause it's time to blow doors down.
Who will find drive you? It's time for the smack.
Hey, it's your great star, Beelzebub.
Lame. Come on, Cage, you're coming with me.
Taste my lightning, fucker.
No!
Oh, fuck! My fucking horn!
Oh, no!
From whence you came, you shall remain until you are complete again.
Hey everybody, I'm back again. So those few songs that you just listened to were Blood and Thunder by Mastodon off their album Leviathan, which is a song about Moby Dick, which is a good book. No matter what anybody says, I enjoyed that book. I'm sorry. I'm an unapologetic Moby Dick liker. The book. Followed by The Metal by Tenacious D off their album For the Movie. The Pick of Destiny. Followed by Beelzeboss, parentheses, The Final Showdown, also by Tenacious D, off of the same album, The Pick of Destiny. That's going to conclude kind of the silly-ish music, except for Blood and Thunder isn't silly, but the other two definitely were. Watch the movie. It's funny, I think. I haven't actually seen it, but I know my sister has. Who is listening? Hi, Julia. I hope you're still listening. But if you don't want to be listening, Julia, this is specifically for my sister. You don't have to. The rest of it's like, actually do listen. You'll like the rest of this. And so will everyone else who's listening. This is going to be Song for the Deaf by Queens of the Stone Age off of their album Songs for the Deaf. I'm going to play that and then I'm going to talk a bit more. So see you on the other side of that song.
A song for the deaf that is for you.
Oh,
Hey, everybody. I am back again, because we have to do our little PSA. Today's PSA is numbers to think about, world wealth distribution. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. According to an Oxfam international report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men owned the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super-rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. This is Numbers to Think About from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Aside from the PSA, which you should think about for the rest of the show, that was Song for the Deaf by Queens of the Stone Age off their album Songs for the Deaf. And the next song that we're going to get into is a song by Primus off their album They Can't All Be Zingers, which is an album of singles. And the song is called, quote, "Those Damned Blue Collar Tweakers," end quote. I'm putting quotes there because it's the song, not my own words, which means I'm allowed to say that. Anyways, here is that song.
Thank you.
work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces draw the same that burn crosses.